It's the Canola Minute brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association. Our guest, BASF Assistant Canola Breeder Sean Harder.
Sean, tell me more about club root management.
The thing with club root is once it's established within the soil, it's very difficult to control. The resting spores that do cause the disease essentially can live for up to 20 years within the soil. So once it is established, there's not a lot you can really do about it. It's very hardy. It's very difficult to eradicate. But, I mean, before it's even a problem in your areas, there's definitely measures you can be taking to help limit the spread of the pathogen. The one major point I wanted to get across is that the resistance genes aren't endless. We can identify new sources. We are continually looking for new sources of resistance to incorporate into our hybrid packages. But again, it's not an endless well that we can just go to every time we need a new source of resistance. It's also going to be up to the producers and the industry itself to help control this. It can't be all reliant on resistant varieties to save the canola industry.
That's Canola Minute, brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association.